Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we are joined by Jan Young, and we are going to be talking about the 19th annual Carbon Community Christmas Concert coming up on Sunday, December 14th. Jan, it's a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
You know, it's exciting when this event rolls around. You know, we get lots of Christmas events here in the Castle Country, but we don't really have any that I think we can say are really faith-based. This is one of those ones that kind of takes the origin of Christmas into account, and it's been going on for 19 years. That's incredible longevity for an event.
It really is, and it should be 21 years, but with the 2 years of COVID, we didn't have the concert, and then we kind of resurrected it again. I think it was either 23 or 24, so...
Yeah, it's nice to have it back in the area, though, because this is one of those Christmas staples I remember as a kid coming over and just sitting down and watching and just be blown away by what the community really puts together. So let's talk about what happens behind the scenes. We know it's been going on for a long while, but what does it look like to put something like this together? What does it look like behind the scenes?
It started between our pastor a long time ago, actually 22 years ago, and he was visiting his doctor, and who also was a musician and would play in the Messiah. So they got their heads together and said it would be really neat to have a faith-based concert for Christmas to tell the story of Jesus' birth. And that's how it got started.
You know, it's something that, you know, the area definitely has benefited from. One of those programs that you see people come back to year after year after year. And this year, something really fun going along with it. You're going to have a children's choir as a part of it. It's always fun seeing the singing talents of the youth in the area.
And I haven't seen them and haven't heard them because they've been practicing on their own. But I heard the song and it's gorgeous. And these kids are very talented for their age, so it's a joy to have them be a part of the concert.
You know, it takes a lot of guts to get up and sing, even more so if you are a younger kid. That's something that, you know, you're worried about your friend. Well, your friends are going to think, but you step up there and you can perform something beautiful. It's going to blow everyone away. Now, you mentioned that music. What does the program look like for this? Because I know year after year we have a great set list, but what's on the docket this year?
We actually have only four rehearsals, three Sundays and a Thursday, and we get together, and I'm blown away by the talent that is there to sing. And the program is we have five choral numbers, and then we actually have five congregational numbers. So we get the audience involved in the whole concert. They can't just sit there and listen. They actually have to participate with us. And a lot of the songs for the congregation are ones that everybody knows, like Hark the Herald Angels Sing, Let There Be Peace on Earth, Silent Night. And some of the ones that the choir is singing this time is What Child Is This? We have a new one. He is Born, the Divine Christ Child. And then we have a one, it's called Shepherd's Pipe Carol, and it's by Ritter. I don't know if you know the artist, but he doesn't make things easy. So this is testing our ability to sing, and it's amazing that the choir does such a good job.
You know, it takes a lot of dedication. Like you mentioned, very limited amount of rehearsals that you guys are able to go through, but I'm sure a lot of practice happening outside of that, getting together, trying to put together these songs, practice them wherever they may be. Now, this is going to be a bit of a harder question,
okay. Because
it's going to be asking like who your favorite child is. But do you have a favorite song in this set list? Because there's so many. You went through all the classics and some of the new ones, but is there one that jumps out to you as your personal favorite?
Well, I'm directing two of them, so I might pick the ones that I direct, but Melissa Jepson is also directing the other three, and she does a marvelous job. I would say What Child Is This is one of my favorites.
That's a really good one. You can't go wrong with that one. If I looking through the set list, I think my personal favorite, Hark the Herald Angels Sings. I don't think you can go wrong with that one, but you can't really go wrong with any of the songs on the program.
Yeah. And we have a committee that gets together in October to pick the songs, and most of that committee has been right from the very beginning. So we kind of know what we want to do and what we can do.
Let's say someone right now listening is on the fence. Should I come out? Should I stay home? What should I do with this concert? What would you say to give them that final push to come out and attend this concert?
Oh, I would say definitely come. We estimate about 400 people. So if you're going to come and you want a seat up front, you need to come a little early. Because it goes all the way back in the LDS church, you know.
Yeah, no, those cultural halls can go on and on, uh-huh. So definitely make sure you get there early, Jan.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you want to leave our listeners off with?
No, I just think one person told me when I was in the grocery store that this is the beginning of their Christmas season when they come to the concert. So that made us feel really good.
You know, I know that statement rings true for a lot of people. Jan, it's a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for taking the time to come
talk
to us. Again, our guest, Jan Young, and we're talking about the 19th Annual Carbon Community Christmas Concert. That's coming up on Sunday, December 14th at 7 p.m. at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints at 449 North, 100 East in Price. Light refreshments to be served following the concert. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.